Well, hello again, church. This is Pastor Jerry. This is Tuesday of Passion Week. And if you joined us yesterday for these short devotions on what actually transpired the last week of the life of Jesus, you know that on Monday that Jesus Christ cleansed the temple. That was the second cleansing of the temple. And he also cursed the fig tree. And then he went back to Bethany. And now we're headed back to Jerusalem for what many call Holy Tuesday. This was a very busy day for the Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of confrontational times that he dealt with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and things now were really progressing against Jesus Christ. The religious leaders had it up to here with Jesus, and they just wanted to do away with him. So we find that a lot of things happened on the way. They find the fig tree that had withered. And this is now when Jesus takes time to speak on faith. There are a lot of other items that happened during this way, this particular day, as he is confronted by the Pharisees about his authority. We see that in Matthew 21 about paying tribute. That's found in Matthew chapter 22. He deals with them about his resurrection. You remember the issue there where he talks about a particular man and his wife dies and he continues to get remarried, and how many will they be married to when they get to heaven? And we can actually look at that one. I think that's kind of an interesting one. Matthew chapter 22, it says here, "Now that same day, the Sadducees, who say there's no resurrection, came to him with a question. 'Teacher,' they said, 'Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him.' Now there were seven brothers. And of course, the story is all of them die. And then when the woman dies, when she gets to the next life, which of those are actually going to be her husband? In fact, verse 28 says, 'Now then at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?' And then Jesus says this in verse 29, 'You guys are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels of heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.'" And so Jesus here teaches us about the afterlife. So we want to make sure, first of all, that we come to grips that Jesus is trying his very best to bring them to faith, to help them understand that there is something greater than what they are currently experiencing, and that their theology is not proper, that they need to put their faith and trust in him, where when they leave this earth, they will go to heaven. He's trying to teach them and help them understand that the afterlife is not like this life. When he talks about the angels, he's simply talking about that we will not be reproducing. We will not have the same types of passions in heaven that we had here on earth. You might go back to the beginning of the Bible where it says God created mankind and he gave them a command. You remember what that was? To replenish the earth. And that is not what heaven is going to be like. It's a completely different environment. Well, that was just one of the confrontations that Jesus had. They challenged him with his authority. I've already mentioned to you about his resurrection. I just shared that with you. And also, Jesus here takes time to teach about what's the greatest commandment. And I like this one, so I want to take a moment and read this one too. You can stay in Matthew chapter 22, and let's begin in verse number 34, kind of right where we left off. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, because you see, they did not believe in the resurrection, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So in regards to his resurrection, He deals more specifically with the Sadducees because they did not believe in the supernatural. They did not believe in life after death. They did not believe in miracles. The Pharisees did believe all of those things, but they were legalists and had twisted the law. And they were misteaching the people on what it meant really to connect with God on a spiritual level. And so now we find that the Pharisees come and they challenge him, what is the greatest of the commandments? And Jesus said, really, you can take all the commandments and you can kind of put them, meld them, integrate them into two. Basically, love God and love others. That's it. And if we do that, then God will be pleased. Love your neighbor as yourself and love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. And of course, we could take numerous messages to go into all the details of these, but Jesus was doing his very best to break this down for them on this Holy Tuesday. Jesus taught his famous Olivet Discourse. We see that in Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25, where he talks about the end of the age. That is a great chapter, verse number 24. And of course, chapter 25. Also, you want to take some time and read all of these on Holy Tuesday. So if you read Matthew chapter 21, Matthew 22, Matthew 23, also you can read John chapter 12, and also the Olivet Discourse, chapter 24 and 25, that will give you a good overview of what happened on Tuesday. Now some believe that this also was the time when Judas begins to bargain with the Sanhedrin to betray Christ. Others say, no, it wasn't on Holy Tuesday. That was on Silent Wednesday. We won't, create issues with that. Whether that was the case or not, we don't know. But we do know it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we get to Silent Wednesday. Well, I hope that was a blessing for you today to kind of keep you moving along the last week of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ as we walk down this kind of memory lane together. I think it really helps us to understand. I'm sure some of you, or maybe many of you, are not really familiar chronologically what happened the last week of the Lord Jesus Christ. Quite honestly, it's hard for me to keep it all straight myself. But we do know that 25%, once again, as I've already said, 25% of the life of the Lord Jesus happened on this last week. And let me just say this, if you really want to take time during Holy Week, during this Passion Week, to do some in-depth reading, I'll give you those chapters. It's Matthew chapter 21 through 27. It's Mark chapter 11 through verse 15. It's Luke chapter 19 through verse 23. And it's also John chapter 12, verses 19. All of these chapters incorporate what we call Passion Week or Holy Week. And so what we're doing this week is every single day, we're just taking a few minutes and we're just highlighting the major events and taking time to take the Bible and read through parts of them. We don't really have time necessarily to read all of them. I guess we could, but you could do that on your own. Just grab your Bible and do that. I think it would be a really, really great blessing for you. For some of you, this is a new exercise. I try to do it during this time of year, every year, just to familiarize myself with it. But even that, sometimes it's hard to keep straight, and from year to year, you forget things. So it's good for me, once again, to go through this together with you. So a lot went on during this time. And as Jesus went back to Bethany, to spend the night. That's really when he shares his Olivet Discourse with his disciples. So with that being said, have a great Holy Tuesday and join me tomorrow on Wednesday of Passion Week as we continue to talk about what happened during the last week of the life of Jesus. And once again, if you have any needs, please contact us here at the church. You can email me, pastor@crosspointbangor.com or Pastor Adam, Adam@crosspointbangor.com. We want to do everything we can to help meet your needs during this very difficult time. So God bless you today. Have a wonderful, wonderful Holy Tuesday.